Clarice Jones, Clarice, C-L-A-R-I-C-E, Jones, J-O-N-E-S, date of birth is January 3rd, 1946, this is for date of service, 3-10-2022. Mrs. Jones is a 76-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her type 2 diabetes management. She was diagnosed with type 2 diabetes in her 40s. She also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, DVT, and chronic kidney disease, stage 3 to 4. For her diabetes, she is on Invokana 100 milligrams daily, Janumet XR 1000 milligrams, 50/1000 milligrams twice daily, Glyclazide, G-L-I-C-L-A-Z-I-D-E, 30 milligrams once daily, and Acarbose twice daily with lunch and dinner. For breakfast, she usually eats eggs and bread, tea and coffee, or smoothie. Sometimes she'll have a spinach omelet. Lunch is usually leftovers. Dinner is usually fish and fish or soups. The patient denies any polyuropathy or polyphagia. Plan number one for her type 2 diabetes, her current hemoglobin A1C is 7.9%. At this point, I'm going to simplify her diabetic regimen and place her on Ozempic 0.25 milligrams once weekly. We will place her on Zigduo XR 5/1000 milligrams twice a day and continue the Glyclazide, G-L-I-C-L-A-Z-I-D-E, 30 milligrams once daily. The patient normally lives in Canada and therefore hopefully these medications will be available to her in Canada, period. I gave her some samples to carry her over until she returns to Canada at the end of the month. The recommendation is to stop the Invokana, Janumet, and Acarbose, period. Next number for her hypertension, continue current therapy. Next number for her hyperlipidemia, I would recommend checking your current lipid panel. Next number for her DVT, she is on anticoagulation therapy. Next number for her chronic kidney disease, this certainly complicates the management of her diabetes. We will check a current comprehensive metabolic panel and a urine protein and creatinine level. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.